Kenya's market regulator seeks blockchain analytics to track crypto. Kenya's Capital Markets Authority, CMA, is looking for a blockchain analytics platform that can trace activity across Bitcoin, Ethereum, and more than 20 other networks, according to a July 8, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap, citing the regulator's procurement. The stated use cases: detecting fraud, money laundering, and sanctions evasion on public chains. The request signals that Kenya's market watchdog wants the same on-chain tracing capability that regulators in the US, EU, and Gulf already run. Buying analytics is often the first operational step a supervisor takes once it decides to police crypto rather than ignore it. The tooling a regulator actually buys blockchain analytics platforms maps pseudonymous wallet addresses to real-world entities and behaviors. They cluster addresses that likely share an owner, label wallets tied to exchanges, mixers, ransomware, or sanctioned parties, and follow funds as they hop between chains and tokens. Firms such as Chainalysis, Elliptic, and TRM Labs sell exactly this to governments and compliance teams. Coverage of 20-plus networks matters because launderers rarely stay on one chain. A typical path moves stolen or illicit funds from Ethereum to a bridge into a stablecoin, then out through an exchange in a different jurisdiction. A tool that only watches Bitcoin misses most of that. The CMA's spec suggests it wants to follow money across the same fragmented ledger space that recent enforcement cases have exposed, from Brazil's Tubailaw's crackdown on cartel-linked crypto laundering to Europol's recovery of hidden Bitcoin stashes. A supervisory posture, not a ban Kenya has spent the past 2 years shifting from warnings to a framework. The country passed legislation in 2025 to bring virtual asset service providers under formal oversight, splitting supervision between the CMA and the Central Bank of Kenya. Sourcing analytics is the enforcement muscle behind that paper framework. Rules without the ability to see on-chain activity are hard to apply. That approach tracks with what larger markets have done. Analytics contracts tend to precede or accompany licensing regimes because supervisors need to verify what licensed firms report and catch the unlicensed ones. The MyCA rollout across Europe paired licensing with tighter transaction monitoring expectations, and tax authorities have leaned on the same data. South Africa's Revenue Service, for one, is auditing roughly 6 million crypto users using data matching techniques that overlap heavily with what the CMA is now sourcing. Weighed in the regional picture, Kenya runs one of Africa's most active crypto economies, driven by remittances, mobile money, and peer-to-peer stablecoin trading. A regulator there deciding it needs chain tracing tools is a meaningful data point for the continent, where adoption has often outpaced formal oversight. It also fits a pattern of African financial authorities moving from a hands-off stance toward active supervision. For everyday users in Kenya, the near-term effect is mostly indirect. Analytics tools target illicit flows and unlicensed operators, not ordinary spending. Someone loading a stablecoin balance to a card or sending USDT to family abroad is not the target. Still, the direction is clear. More of Kenya's on-chain activity will be visible to a regulator that previously had limited tooling, and licensed platforms operating there will face closer scrutiny of their reporting. The broader signal is that sanction screening is now part of the ask. Naming sanctions evasion as an explicit use case puts Kenya's watchdog in line with the compliance standards that global exchanges and card issuers already enforce. Providers that want to serve the Kenyan market will likely need to show they can meet those checks. The state of play. Two things are worth watching from here. The first is who wins the contract, and how broad the coverage turns out to be, since 20-plus networks is a wide net that few vendors cover deeply. The second is whether the CMA pairs the tool with public enforcement, which is what turns a procurement line item into a deterrent. On its own, buying software changes little. Used against a real case, it resets expectations for everyone building or trading in the market.